And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, you know, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, I got several text messages already in. Text lines are open. You want to text it or call it, same number for both, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Steve from Tennessee, he says, our country's being led by a man that believes his own fit reps, and he wrote them. Danger ahead, man. No doubt. It's unbelievable. I mean, and I, on the one hand, you begin to almost feel sorry for him. Like I remember distinctly a few years ago. I think I said this last week actually, but I was in court and I had to depose a public official who everyone believed was suffering from early onset dementia. His behavior indicated it, and they were denying it because they didn't want him to lose his seat in office, and it was awful. And I had no choice but to go ahead, since we didn't have any medical diagnosis. It wasn't like I could say, "Well, we're not gonna take advantage of this." I mean, we literally asked the questions: "Is there any reason why you would not be able to give competent testimony?" And we also checked it. No, so we go ahead and start. But it's so obvious when I'm had him on the stand for cross examination, to the point that even though he's on the opposite side, I began to feel bad for him. I mean, you're like, "Gosh," at some point I've got to recognize that my client's interests were not going to be, you know, upheld if I just like went, "I'm sorry, I can't keep doing this because I feel bad for the man." But they never should have put him in that position. Anyway, that's where we are right now with the Biden administration. It's something, man. Mark from Red Bay says, "I agree. Crazy Joe needs to be put out, but we don't need crazier Kamala either." See, that's the thing. There is no good choice. There is no good choice. I guess the only good choice is, you know, they both step down, but they're not going to step down in office. The question is he competent to even continue that? John from Huntsville says, "Phil, awesome monologue and that Super Bowl game." I knew he'd go there. I knew he'd go to sports. I knew he would. Count on John to go ahead and make sure we go monologue. And oh, by the way, sports. He says, "Phil, awesome monologue, and that Super Bowl game was obviously rigged because there's no way Taylor Swift was going to fly all the way back from Tokyo to Las Vegas to see your team lose." Okay. He says, "Also, the halftime show was so bad I turned the channel halfway through the performance. The best part of the Super Bowl was one really funny commercial that had Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. Overall, I give the Super Bowl a C-. Yeah, I was rooting for the Niners. I did watch the game. And overtime loss. Good gosh! I mean, that's what Super Bowls should be, right? Is the battling of two teams that are so equally yoked and well, you know, well versed in what they do that they can make it into overtime and do a screaming finish. But man, there were some things that you just look at and go, "Come on, fellas!" Like for instance, would not have been an overtime had there not been a blocked extra point, you know. And then you look at some other things along the way. Taylor Swift thing, by the way, John, I mean, if you've got proof that they rigged the game just for Taylor Swift, then I'm concerned she'll be running for president next, you know, queen of the world or something. But I tell you what, though, the commercials, the Super Bowl commercials, my favorite one, though, is the Dunkin' Donuts commercial. I don't know if you've seen a repeat of it on online or anything. So the Dunkin' commercial had Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, Tom Brady, and Matt Damon all in the commercial together. And it was pretty good. It's one of those where you just kind of crack up watching it. Even Matt Damon, his part where he looked at Ben Affleck and said, "It's hard to be your friend." You know, it was just good. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to come right back. I got some breaking news for you. We'll cover down on momentarily and then jump right into Dipper number one. In case you had not heard, I'll give you the quick version. There was a shooting this past weekend at Joel Osteen's church in Lakewood Church. And we now know more about the shooter. And because of what we know about the shooter, I expect the story to just go away. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. I knew there was a reason we knew nothing for so long. Yeah. She said more pumping, maybe pumping of hormones of the opposite sex and can cause a psychotic reaction. So, yeah, maybe so. Maybe so, my friend. Maybe so. keep your eyes on this story and see. Let's see whether I'm right or not. Okay, number one, triple dipper, rolling the dice. The Alabama Policy Institute came out with a brand new report, very detailed. By the way, if you like to get in the weeds on stuff, like you want to do a deep dive, you want to know more about this, you want to know what the bill says on page 37. I mean, I encourage you. Get in the weeds sometimes. It's eye-opening what legislators will occasionally try to insert into the backside of a bill. Now, Alabama does require that legislation, generally speaking, that provisions, amendments, those kind of things have to be germane to the bill. Unless it is designed up front as an omnibus piece of legislation, anyway. There are some who believe that a casino gaming bill cannot be coupled with a lottery bill because they are not necessarily germane. I think we're already past that point. I think it's been ruled that they are. But what I'm saying is this bill contains a lot of stuff, a lot of baggage, a lot of things that Republicans say they don't stand for, except maybe Republicans in Alabama. And I'm hoping that I'm wrong. But this one appears to be gaining some traction because they are hard on wanting it done. Let me rephrase. Not everybody's wanting it done. There's a mixed bag. There are members of the body, the House and Senate. There are members who want it. They want it so bad they can hardly stand it. I might get a casino in my area. That would be awesome. I can't wait. And they're just like salivating over the idea. And then there's those who are adamantly opposed it, could not vote for it. Don't bring that bill to me and want to talk about it. I'm a no from the go. And then there's those in the middle who are waiting to figure out what's in this bill. And they got principled issues that may deter them from doing part of it, but not all of it. Or they may not like that page. If they can amend that out, maybe they can sit with it. But anyway, I won't try to. Stephanie Smith's going to come on at 3. API does an amazing job at doing deep dives. You can go to their website, alabamapolicy.org, and you can find these papers that they've put out. The first one is talking about it being a corrupt casino bill, and we'll let Stephanie Smith have, you know, her time on that with us here at the top of the hour. I did read through the report a little while ago, and yeah, it's eye-opening. Let me tell you a few things that have happened, though. 1819 News has a piece that came out over the weekend. State Senator Sam Gavan, one of our senators from Huntsville, is skeptical of high polling numbers for gambling expansion. So this is predictable. When leadership wants something to pass, first thing they do is come out with a poll. Look at this poll. It says all the right stuff, man. Look at it. Everybody knows. See, fellas, you can vote for this bill. It's good. Except it was probably a crap poll. In fact, what we're told is it was basically a texting poll, which is not all bad. Texting polls can work. How you phrase the question means everything. But State Senator Sam Gavan disputes the veracity of the polling results, which say, allegedly, that 91% of Alabamians support having the right to vote on expanded gaming in the state of Alabama. No, they don't. 91% of Alabamians could not decide on what the best breakfast food is. 91% of Alabamians could not be polled favorably to find out if they love their mama or not. It's just, you're not going to find it. Says the poll, which was conducted by KA Consulting, which is Kellyanne Conway, I believe. The poll results initially unveiled the morning before the gambling bill conference, convenient, showed that among 405 people. Anyway, among 405 registered Alabama voters, 91% support allowing the people to vote on gaming, 74% support a regulatory gaming bill, and 89% support making gaming facilities pay state taxes. That is so full of holes. Sam Gavan ain't buying it. He says, no. The people I talk to come in, they've been very specific. They want a lottery. They want to vote on a lottery. Almost all this stuff is text. And he said, I got a text message myself that even came to me. You know, it's part of their campaign. It's, would you be mad if your representative didn't allow you to vote on the lottery? Well, they don't mention anything else. Great point, Sam. Great point. Here's the other thing that's tucked away in this bill, though. And I went ahead and I pulled this one from a fairly, they're liberal, let's put it that way, Alabama Reflector. The Alabama Reflector, run by Brian Lyman, who has been a reporter for many years for the Montgomery Advertiser and others. Brian is a notorious liberal. And the Alabama Reflector, in this particular article written by Alander Rocha, says there is a possibility that the gambling bill could contain a Medicaid expansion piece. Oh, my gosh. They're just going to throw this sucker in there, aren't they? Medicaid expansion. The thing that Republicans have been saying for years we were not going to do. The thing that Republicans still say if you ask them, oh, well, we're not really doing that. Except that Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter recently sort of intoned, well, it may be time to have a dialogue. Here's what they're doing. They're vote buying. That's exactly what they're doing. Look, we'll put a provision in the bill. Some of the revenue will fund, wink, wink, rural hospitals and indigent care medical services. You know what I'm saying? And that can be construed later to be, you know, Medicaid. Don't tell anybody. And so they won't tell anybody. So this article from a liberal news source here in Alabama actually does a pretty good job of pointing out that this is pretty fishy. It says, buried in the gambling expansion bill is a provision that might give Alabama the chance to expand Medicaid, but no one seems to want to discuss it. Not Representative Andy Witt, Republican from Harvest. By the way, Andy Witt, I just need to get him on the show. I've said that how many times? I know some folks who were friends with Andy Witt are listening to this because every time I say something about his name, y'all text me. But I'm just telling you right now, Andy Witt is making a decidedly non-conservative position by pushing this draft legislation. It says Andy Witt, who helped draft the legislation on his way to the House floor Thursday, said that providing health care to working adults has been a point of discussion, but the governor's the only one to expand Medicaid. Sure, wink, wink, Andy. What you're saying is, I'm not trying to put something in there the Democrats really want so they'll vote for the bill so we can get it passed. I'm not saying that at all. Then there's like Alabama Arise, which is a liberal bleeding heart lobbying group that always takes on the entitlement programs and things that it needs. Alabama Rise, which has advocated for Medicaid expansion, has declined comment on the provision. Listen, you know what this is? It's called don't talk about it. If they don't see it, they won't know. Well, we see it. Yeah, we can see the Cheshire Cat smiling in the trees. Thank you very much. House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels, Democrat from Huntsville, also avoided discussion about the bill. But he was clear when he was asked whether he would support a gambling bill that lacked that provision. No, he said. You see what that is? The House Minority Leader, Anthony Daniels, will not support and will likely tell his caucus members not to support the gambling bill if they take out the Medicaid expansion piece that's written in code in the backside of the bill. All right, I'm going to talk about this more when we get back from the break. We'll take that break right now, and I'm just telling you, folks, this friggin' bill is a Trojan horse, man. It is a Trojan horse. And this article that I wrote about, or that I pulled about it from Alabama Reflector, is eye-opening. This is absolutely unconscionable. And Republicans, y'all better wake up. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right. So I'm in this section, the first section here called Rolling the Dice. That's what they're doing, man. This gambling bill, Republicans like Representative Andy Witt from Harvest and our Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter from DeKalb County, our majority leader the state Senate, Steve Livingston, they are all playing with fire right now, in my opinion, because people are going to start figuring out real soon, you guys aren't conservative. you ran on conservative principles, you're not conservative at all. Phil, they're Republicans. Yuff. Yeah. So's Mitt Romney. You know what I'm saying? We're looking at right now what may wind up proving to be the most centrist batch of Republicans that we've ever had in the state house in the state of Alabama. I mean, they came in there, man, they rammed through that gas tax. And then when we asked them, could you please consider, like a bunch of other states, like everybody around us did during COVID when the economy was tanking, could you just do away with the gas tax for a little while? No, I'm sorry, we can't do that. We might need that money. Oh, so they don't need it in Georgia. They can waive the gas tax, but here you got it. So 10 cents a gallon more because of the gas tax. Or how about the grocery tax? Well, we cut the grocery tax. Yes, you did. You did. A little bit. Didn't want to cut it much, did you? Put that little caveat in there. Well, unless we make more revenue, we won't be able to lower it any further. Well, guess what? All of a sudden, we're not making as much revenue. There's that. And then we saw the Cannabis Commission. They put together this god-awful Frankenstein of a bill that grows government, raises taxes, violates civil liberties, and, oh, by the way, marijuana. And I'm just scratching the surface. It did so much. It took them 2 years, but they got it passed. Well, here we are, gambling. And this piece on Alabama Reflector, it flat out says gambling money could lead to Medicaid expansion. And these people who are being asked, like Anthony Daniels, House Minority Leader, Democrat from Huntsville, Representative Andy Witt, Republican from Harvest, Alabama Arise, the liberal lobbying group, they don't want to talk about it. Let's pretend this is not happening. Don't ask. But a few of them have come forward. Representative Sam Jones, who's a Democrat from Mobile, he was the lone Democrat that was in the study group that was charged with putting the bill together. He said last Thursday they wanted to include health care, including mental health, in the distribution of gambling revenue. Legislators, he said, wrote the provision broadly so, quote, they can either have Medicaid expansion or private plans. Oh, he's saying it now. How about Greg Allbritton? You know, bottom line, I love Greg Allbritton. What a great guy. But I don't agree with him on this. And he came out and said, you know, and by the way, Greg Allbritton is running for Congress right now. So is Anthony Daniels. Senate Finance and Taxation General Fund Committee Chair Greg Allbritton, Republican from Atmore, a supporter of a comprehensive approach to gaming, has previously said, quote, he opposes Medicaid expansion, but he said Wednesday after the bill was unveiled that provision might actually be in there to help garner, quote, particular votes. Yeah. Governor Kay Ivey's office, by the way, has not returned a request for comment. Dane Howard is the deputy director for the Alabama Hospital Association. Y'all, they want Medicaid expansion so bad they can hardly stand it. She said in a phone interview Thursday, they do support the wording in the bill. Well, of course they do. She said that according to their projections, it could help close the, quote, coverage gap. Guess what it's also going to cost? An extra $225 million. By the way, in case you weren't aware, expanding Medicaid is a part of Obamacare. That's what it is. Don't just look at this and go, well, we're just talking about like making it so more people can have eligibility for another entitlement program. Do you know that 24% of Alabama right now is on some form of Medicaid, whether it be kids or whatever? And by the way, I don't fault anybody for being on it. But what I'm saying is, at what point do you stop trying to pretend that you just want everybody on some form of government assistance? Where's the line? When do we stop building the entitlement communities? And, oh, by the way, is 24% of the state not enough? But no, the hospital association, they want more of that billable opportunity. And I get it. And here they are driving illegals across the border. Guess what they're going to get? Medicaid. I'm just telling you, folks. The very idea they would bury this in a gambling bill is absolutely pure backroom, smoky backroom politics. All right, we'll come right back. Conversation to be had with Stephanie Smith from API. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Sheila from Madison just texted in, says, Andy Witt was absolutely a major creator of this bill. He'll never spend one dime on the lottery at the casino, but he feels fine opening up this endless pit of crime and corruption and poverty for his neighbors and those foolish enough to get trapped. Okay. Paula from Lacey Springs says, thanks so much for the help from API to inform us on what's happening in our state legislature. Paula, thank you. And listen, I'm going to say it again. I should have given Stephanie the chance to say it, but I'll say it for her. AlabamaPolicy.org. Go to their website, AlabamaPolicy.org. You can find all this stuff. That same report that I just read, it's on their website. And here's the thing. When I was a state senator, and I would be debating bills, and I was known for digging in between the lines on bills and trying to go to the heart of what was being accomplished on page 97. Although most legislation truthfully in Montgomery, some of them are two pages long. It's not hard. This one's got some meat. All right, this one's got some robustness, and I used to go to the podium, and I would have a lot of times I had an iPad. And I would open two or three resources if I needed it for an extended debate. One of them was a lot of times the Alabama Policy Site's website, because they post their white papers and things on there. It's not just for legislators. It's for all y'all. If you wanna call one of your representatives or your state senators and blow them away, it'll be because you did something like read a report on the API website. Say, listen, I want you to understand I read the bill, or I read the report on the bill, or I know what it says on page 92. And it does say, and some of them won't even know, because some of them don't even read the bills. And there were some who prided themselves on not reading the bills. But a lot of them do. A lot of them do. Don't let me say that. I mean, I'm not trying to lump them into one category. There are some extremely sharp individuals down there. There's also some extremely conservative individuals. And oh, by the way, they are getting lots of pressure right now. Lots of pressure. Their leadership is starting to twist arms and threaten, and I guarantee you some of them are going to wind up losing their committee positions and that kind of thing if they don't get on board. Well, you know what? Give them some encouragement. Don't just do the, well, we'll vote you out. No. Call them and tell them how much you appreciate the stand they've taken in the past and ask them to make it again. Tell them what you know about the bill. Jeff from Indiana says, well, Phil, sounds like Montgomery has gone it's gone to hell since you left. I ain't going back anytime soon, brother. I am where I need to be right now. John from Harvest, expanded casino gaming will increase corruption in addition to the extra garbage they're trying to add. A state lottery is a tax on stupid people. Both are a crass substitute for people that want to posture about doing something but don't want to be bothered with doing the right thing and properly funding the state. You know what? You're making a point there. What you're doing here is you're budgeting the state on a game of chance. And oh, by the way, what that also means is you're budgeting the state on the losing of your citizens. It's the whole thing's wrong. JR from Rogersville, Alabama says, Colonel Williams, my mom's 95. She no longer recognizes me. He's not for several years now. Biden reminds me of my mom when she was 85 or 86. At that time, I left this area to take care of her. Ultimately, mom had to be placed in a nursing facility. I'm sorry, I can't read the whole thing, but he says, anyone that says Biden has it all together is plain out lying. Once Alzheimer's and dementia starts, it does not get better. Thank you, JR. Blessings on you, man. Thanks for taking care of your mom. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.